This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize you to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you are that exceptional American. So welcome aboard. This is, of course, almost Christmas. And did I say Merry Christmas? And you are absolutely free to move around the countryside and declare Merry Christmas anytime, anywhere you'd like, because it is Merry Christmas time. Anyway, so did I say Merry Christmas? Well, I'm going to say it one more time just so that you can feel a little bit happier. Merry Christmas from everyone here at Agenda 21 Radio and AENN. Merry Christmas. All right, so let's get down to the Merry Christmas part of Merry Christmas, because the tax plan that is about to be signed sometime today by Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, one of the largest, most wide-sweeping tax plans in American history, not seen since the days of Reagan, Ronald Reagan. It was back then in the 80s, and I can tell you, and I've been relaying stories as I recall them back from the 80s, that guess what? The economy didn't just take off like a rocket. It exploded and then took off like a rocket. And that's exactly what's going to happen here now in the United States. And businesses around the world are going to come flocking back to the United States. And they are also going to be bringing, guess what, their wealth with them, because they've kept their money offshore. Now with this new tax plan, 35%, was it 35% tax rate dropped down to 21% for businesses. These people are going to be looking for people to work, people to work within their businesses. All we have to do is take care of the main problem in the United States right now, and that is California. We have to solve that problem, and we do know the answer to that. All you need to do is go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and give yourself a glimpse of what is going to be happening in New California. That is a Christmas present, ladies and gentlemen, especially all of you that want to come back to California that are out there, and all of you that want to do business in the New California, because the New California is not going to look anything like the beast of old California. Anyway, okay, so tax cuts are coming. Comcast, all these, you know, you've got Wells Fargo, you've got all these different banks and everybody giving all sorts of special bonuses to their employees because of all this stuff. I mean, obviously, the fix was in Donald Trump reached out to businesses, as a president should. And obviously, there was a little bit of arm twisting. Now, I wouldn't say that. I think the guys negotiated with these people way up front, and he's got all the people out there in the front to do that. And guess what? It's worked. It's paid off. And people are going to say about this president, wow, they're going to want to reelect him again in 2020. When the economy is exploding, and this is the main thing. By 2019, oh boy, I almost did. 1920, there you go. Okay, I'm older than you think, I guess. By 2020, the pump is going to be so primed, it will no longer need priming. It's just going to run like a perpetual motion machine. That's what these tax cuts are going to do. Everybody's complaining, and of course, Chuck E. Schumer, and all the other folks out there are whining because they've lost, and they're going to continue to lose. You know, for those folks, it's losing, losing, losing. And for us, it's winning, winning, winning. You know, the great thing about Donald Trump is he understands the mentality, the attitude of winning, winning, winning. You have to have that attitude. You have to have that mindset of winning, winning, winning. Not losing, losing, losing. Losing, losing, losing ends up in the street. And you know what's really funny, ladies and gentlemen? It's not really even funny. But you take a look at California today and you look at all the homeless people wandering around. It's a destitute state. This is what socialism does. California has been brought to its knees, or coming down to its knees anyway, because of the likes of a tyrant at the top and his totalitarian natured governance system, which is absolutely destroying the state, turning it into Venezuela. Pretty soon we'll have Hezbollah in California. Well, we already have Taliban in California. I bet you didn't know that. But you didn't know the Taliban sort of likes to hang around the marijuana fields. I bet you didn't know that, did you? Well, we all know about it up here in Northern California. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is what President Barack Hussein Obama brought to us. So what, you know, what about Bo Bergdahl hanging out in Northern California around the marijuana fields back there in 2016? What about that? What about that? Why was he, you know, up in Northern California in the Emerald Triangle at a location in which over 100 marijuana plants were seized by the sheriff, and they found Bo Bergdahl there right next to a Ukrainian Catholic seminary? Of course, he wasn't arrested, but he was returned to the Army. He was actually AWOL then. I bet you didn't know that. He was on a pass. They gave him a pass. And he took a vacation, said he was going to go listen to some Buddhist seminar or something like that in Northern California. And he was well beyond the time. He should have been returned. He should have returned days before, but he wasn't. He was AWOL. He was at that marijuana plantation linked with gun running, I might add. Bo Bergdahl, why was that? And then just a few short weeks later, we have the Roseburg massacre. What's up with that? I don't know, connect some dots, ladies and gentlemen. Just a few things that are out there that are kind of strange and still need to be resolved. But anyway, I want to not bring you down with that. Let's continue to go winning, winning, winning. You have to have that winning, winning, winning attitude. And we are starting to really kind of get a grip on it here in the United States. We're a ways away. We have a lot of house cleaning to do. And enter Jeff Sessions. Now, we were, as part of our reportage over the last several days, we've been covering the Bundy release. This isn't a catch and release. This has been a catch and hold and torture some more, and then release situation with the Bundys. Their fourth trial, and guess what? Mistrial declared. The judge has not weighed in on whether with or without prejudice. Now, we said that the judge probably really should be rethinking the prejudice prospect here, because as it was reported to Agenda 21 Radio, there are audio tapes of the judge speaking with, well, Valerie Jarrett and President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, if that was to come out and be revealed, I think everybody would take a whole different perspective on what the judge has been up to. And the big question is that everyone really wants to have answered, because I do. I've asked attorneys this question, and I get mixed responses, criminal attorneys and so on. I get mixed responses from this, but they won't go on the record for sure, but they will say, I ask them, has this judge committed multiple felonies in the course of her presiding over this case? And many say yes, and almost all of them say probably. So, you know, I'm just going to go with the weight of that little thought and say she's probably, maybe yes, committed multiple felonies as she was presiding over this case. At the behest of who? Well, apparently this recordings reveal that she was getting directions from Obama and Jarrett on how to handle the Bundys. It's a tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. Averted. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Did I say Merry Christmas yet? Merry Christmas. You know, it's going to be a very Merry Christmas, but you know, the gremlins are out there. These globalists are out there, so we'll keep our eyes on them. But let's try and celebrate our Christmas and with family and friends. I mean, really, it's a wonderful time of year to be with your family members. And thank goodness things are changing in this country in a big, big way. And, of course, a lot of you that are of the liberal mindset might not understand that yet. And your anger, your fear, your hatred, you're going to have to learn how to come to grips with that. And I think that over time, you're going to find that what's going to be happening to the economy, you're going to benefit enormously. And everybody will. But the ones that are holding on to that ideology of the Obama, the environmental climate change garbage people, such as Jerry Brown, and the California Department of Water Resources and all that stuff. And oh, by the way, you know, everything's sustainability. That whole, I guess you would say, industry is going to go away. And it might start by going away with this plan that they have in place called the United Nations Agenda 21, the plan for you and I, the plan that all these other people at the United Nations made for you. And you know, you didn't even know the plan was made because they didn't ask you for your input. Isn't it nice that they have a plan for you to tell you what you're going to do, how you're going to act, and how they're going to tell you what to do with your life and your family and everything else, and then they're going to take everything from you. Of course, that's just part of it, right? Take away all of your property. Such as what the Department of Water Resources is trying to do right now with all of your water. They just want to own all the water in the state. They claim hegemony over the waters of the United States of America, state of California. And, of course, in under a situation that would occur if we had a borderless country, no borders, just one world order, border, no borders, then naturally it would probably be that California Department of Water Resources, just like the California Resources Board, that would run everything relative to water and air. See, that's the whole idea. From California, from the blessed Sacramento, would come world rule. I'm serious. This is what they want. What do you think the California Air Resources Board is all about? It's all about world rule. For carbon, controlling the air that you breathe. That's why they're trying to set up the world's largest carbon trading place, like a stock market, in California. And, you know, the Blessed Sacrament, Sacramento. That's supposed to be the place on earth for all this stuff. Well, anyway, but let's talk about the United Nations, because, boy, what a smackdown the United Nations took yesterday at the hands of a beautiful woman by the name of Nikki Haley. Not only was it Beauty and the Beast, the Beast lost in the face of Beauty. I mean, really, truly, it did. And if you did not witness all this stuff, we're going to give you a glimpse just because you knew I was going to do that. But anyway, a couple of people have written that Nikki Haley nailed it. President Trump will make the UN pay. This is from Anna Bajewski. For decades, the United Nations has spit in the face of the United States. The UN, the demoralization of the Jewish state and modern anti-Semitism has been one of many UN policy priorities totally antithetical to American values and interests. And this has come from Breitbart here. The General Assembly on December 21st, condemning President Donald Trump's implementation of American law recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, ought to be the last time America takes it lying down. Let's be clear about how we got here. Thursday's meeting was the 17th time the UN General Assembly has convened the so-called 10th Emergency General Session on Israel since 1997. That's because the 10th session is effectively permanent. At the end of the meeting, the president of the General Assembly stressed that the session was merely adjourned. Right. Not ended. What such UNEs means for real people is this. There has never been an emergency special session of the General Assembly on anything but Israel bashing in 20 years. 500,000 plus dead and 7 million displaced in Syria over 7 years, and not one emergency session. Doesn't that speak volumes about the UN? Oh, they're supposed to be stopping war, right? Get it? Now, and again, let's emphasize this again. That this was something... This was something that has been going on for years. So there has never been an emergency special session of the General Assembly on anything but Israel bashing in 20 years. 500,000 plus dead and 7 million displaced in Syria over 7 years. Now, that, of course, that's the range of which the Arab Spring sprung forth and ISIS sprung out. Get it? And the UN was enabling it with Obama working in tandem, in coordination. So do you think they might be a little bit unhappy, since they are the enemy of the United States of America? They want to destroy us. And the puppet master, or the puppet, being mastered by the United Nations and other totalitarians around the world, President Barack Hussein Obama, the first radicalized Islamic terrorist president of the United States, worked with the United Nations. It's pretty obvious. You see, you know, when you get... looking back at history and you get the 2020 hindsight data and you look at events and circumstances and people and places, it becomes undeniable what the intent of some of these people were, such as President Barack Hussein Obama. So those of you that have got this notion, oh, he wasn't a Muslim. Well, he really? What about his actions? Forget about what he says, because we know he's a liar, right? You can keep your doctor. He's got this narcissistic lying thing going on. We all know that. So what makes you think that he's not, by his actions, a radicalized Muslim? The history and his actions prove different, ladies and gentlemen, and people should know that. I mean, get over it. It says the game in is Jerusalem, and says, I'm sorry, I messed up here. The issue Thursday was not about Jerusalem, it was about Jew hatred. The resolution is the General Assembly's 21st resolution in 2017 slamming Israel for violating rights and law. There was one resolution on North Korea, one on Iran, and one on the United States criticizing U.S.-Cuba policy altogether. There were 9 resolutions critical of human rights records in specific states in the rest of the world combined. The game is Jerusalem and the 1967 borders, but the endgame is the 1948 borders and the legitimacy of the Jewish state. The issue today was also not simply about President Trump. The State Department produces an annual report computing coincidence of voting in the General Assembly on how other countries vote the same way as the United States. In 2016, counting all the final draft resolutions on the full plenary of the General Assembly that were adopted by a vote and which the U.S. voted yes or no, coincidence of voting within the United States was a mere 37%. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley cut to the chase, dollars and cents. On today's attack, she pointed out that the General Assembly, that the United States, is asked to pay more than anyone else for the privilege of being disrespected. When we come back from the break, we're going to hear a little bit from Nikki Haley, who, by the way, people are saying she will be the first U.S. president. Now, so picture this. 2020 election. And Mr. Pence decides not to run with Donald Trump. Gee, I wonder who he'd probably pick to be his vice presidential running mate. Well, I can guarantee you one thing. It's not going to be Chuck E. Schumer. Going to probably be Nikki Haley. Her performance over the last 2 days has been stunning and presidential. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website at agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, because there will be a new California, and January 15th, 2018, Declaration of Independence from California. Okay, Nikki Haley saying it like it is, and we're talking about who, you know, should she be running for president? Maybe in 2024. I mean, it's only a few short years away, right? She might be. I mean, I'm just flat. It's about time we Americans start standing up and saying the right things. And clearly, Nikki Haley has done that. Now, the Breitbart article goes on, as we were leaving it in the last segment, says that the U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley cut to the chase. The issue today was also not simply about President Trump. The State Department produces an annual report, and they talked about this annual report and who voted with and voted against the United States, and 37% voted with, which meant that people aren't really being really, really good with our dollars, right? They kind of disrespect us at every turn. This is kind of the way it is with the United Nations. They hate the United States, even though we give them all the money in the world, and they kick us to the curb. That's basically what they're saying. So this is what the response was from Nikki Haley and the president. They've promised that this time the United States will not be cowering in submission while the UN majority chants UN multinationalism. Because back at home, these states are too busy unilaterally oppressing their own people. That's true. When they go back home and they leave the United States after the gluttony that they enjoy in the United Nations, I mean, they're lawless people. Nothing can affect these people because they have diplomatic immunity. They can do whatever. They can rape. They can murder. They can do mayhem. And they oftentimes do in New York. Ask the New York PD. Says, speaking in advance of the vote at a cabinet meeting, President Trump said, "We're not going to be taken advantage of any longer." And Haley spelled it out. The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation. We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. Today's vote, or yesterday's vote, was 128-4, 9 against, 35 abstentions, and 21 sitting on their hands. Which means a few more no-shows got the administration's memo that freedom isn't free. But the numbers tell the UN story. Whatever the organization was meant to be in the 20th century, the 21st century American taxpayers are paying for an institution owned and operated by anti-American non-democracies. Thank you very much. Well, this is the way it is. Now, many of you are waking up to this grand plan of the United Nations Agenda 21 for you and me and everybody else to basically destroy us. That's what they want to do. I mean, it really kind of comes down to that. We can speak in generalities. You can go look at the specifics for all you detail guys about what that is, that plan. We've explained it many, many times. It's resonating is the bigger point. And now it's come to fruition with somebody standing up and stepping up and saying, well, we aren't going to take it anymore.
Joining me right now with analysis, Fox News strategic analyst, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. Good to see you, sir.
Merry Christmas, Trish.
Merry Christmas.
To all the viewers.
Is this like a game of chicken? I mean, they're saying, we don't want you to do this, but we're saying, you know, we have the money here, and if you want to continue to be supported by us, you're going to let us do what we want.
Well, let me preface it by saying I think Nikki Haley may end up as our first female president. I fully support moving our embassy to Jerusalem. And God knows we can use a tougher line at the UN. But I think we could have handled this particular case a little bit better, because I'll give you three rules from Coal Town bar fights. One, pick your fights wisely. Two, pick fights you can win. Three, don't make threats you're not going to carry out or not prepared to carry out. And in this case, this wasn't an important vote. This was a UN tantrum, the kind of stuff they do all the time, politically correct kind of things. Mm-hmm. Two, there's no way any threats or anything else could make Muslim countries vote with us on this, because they've stirred up so much anti-Israel hatred among their own people. And third, the threat was ill-advised about cutting funding. We may cut some UN funding. We're certainly not going to cut funding to countries like Jordan or even Egypt at a critical time like this. So again, I fully support it emotionally, but man, you got to be tactically as well as strategically good, and I think we took a slight misstep, but my heart's behind us.
Your heart's behind it, because look, the UN, you've certainly many times expressed your frustration with the UN.
Sure.
You want the UN to be able to do more, and it's not right.
Listen, that is General Peters. And let me point something out about, and I appreciate the comment about Nikki Haley. That's what I wanted you to hear. Because that sentiment, even from a critic of the Trump administration, a big-time critic, who's praising what she said and how she said it. Now you see the soft approach, the weak-kneed approach of someone, such as a Peters, about the United Nations. Well, you know, we shouldn't have really done it this way. I'm glad we did. My emotions, my feelings, get it? Okay, let me tell you how the cow eats the cabbage here. And this is why Donald Trump would never have this guy on his administrative team. Because why? You don't take that approach. You tell it like it is. When the tyrant steps up and wants to bully you, you get him down on the ground quick is what you do. And that's exactly what we're doing here with Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. This is what they are doing. They're slaying the dragon, if you will. And Ralph Peters, apparently, see, this is the old approach. This is what's got us in trouble with guys like Peters. Now, we have to suss that out. We have to take care of that here at home. And that's what Donald Trump will never let this guy, unless there's some sort of I've come to Jesus on this factor, unless there's some sort of that thing going on, then maybe. But this has been the approach. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe we shouldn't be so tough on these guys because we've always been weak with them. And we've shown weakness with them. And when we show weakness with these folks, guess what? They take advantage of us. And haven't they been doing that? Yes, they have. And who are these people? And it says it right in the article, which is brilliantly stated. They're tyrants. They have dictatorships at home. That is the problem. And somebody needs to start speaking out and stopping that. And that's exactly what Nikki Haley has done. She has been the high point for all this.
I give the floor to the representative of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have been the proud representative of the United States at the United Nations for nearly a year now. This is the first time I have exercised the American right to veto a resolution in the Security Council. The exercise of the veto is not something the United States does often. We have not done it in more than 6 years. We do it with no joy, but we do it with no reluctance. The fact that this veto is being done in defense of American sovereignty and in defense of America's role in the Middle East peace process is not a source of embarrassment for us. It should be an embarrassment to the remainder of the Security Council.
Well, that's the first little ditty that we're going to hear and come back to this when the break is over. But this is what we're setting up here. Someone who is going to go out and just excoriate these people as they should be excoriated. They deserve it. Of course they do. This is what the totalitarians deserve, is excoriation. And in a few minutes, you're going to hear the rest of some of this clip and one of the other ones that's out there where she does exactly that. There is a new world order interrupting the new world order. Freedom and liberty is abounding in the United States. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And you can, of course, email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And I'll tell you that we're in the midst of looking at and listening to Nikki Haley and some of the things that she's got going for. And we're going to chime in a little bit here and listen.
To its shame, the United Nations has long been a hostile place for the state of Israel. Both the current and the previous Secretary Generals have objected to the UN's disproportionate focus on Israel. It's a wrong that undermines the credibility of this institution, and that in turn is harmful for the entire world. I've often wondered why, in the face of such hostility, Israel has chosen to remain a member of this body. And then I remember that Israel has chosen to remain in this institution because it's important to stand up for yourself. Israel must stand up for its own survival as a nation, but it also stands up for the ideals of freedom and human dignity that the United Nations is supposed to be about. Standing here today, being forced to defend sovereignty and the integrity of my country, the United States of America, many of the same thoughts have come to mind. The United States is by far the single largest contributor to the United Nations and its agencies. We do this in part in order to advance our values and our interests. When that happens, our participation in the UN produces great good for the world. Together, we feed, clothe, and educate desperate people. We nurture and sustain fragile peace in conflict areas throughout the world. And we hold outlaw regimes accountable. We do this because it represents who we are. It is our American way. But we'll be honest with you. When we make generous contributions to the UN, we also have a legitimate expectation that our goodwill is recognized and respected. When a nation is singled out for attack in this organization, that nation is disrespected. What's more, that nation is asked to pay for the privilege of being disrespected. In the case of the United States, we are asked to pay more than anyone else for that dubious privilege. Unlike in some UN member countries, the United States government is answerable to its people. As such, we have an obligation to acknowledge when our political and financial capital is being poorly spent. We have an obligation to demand more for our investment. And if our investment fails, we have an obligation to spend our resources in more productive ways. Those are the thoughts that come to mind when we consider the resolution before us today. the arguments about the president's decision to move the American embassy to Jerusalem have already been made. They are by now well known. The decision was in accordance to U.S. law dating back to 1995, and its position has been repeatedly endorsed by the American people ever since. The decision does not prejudge any final status issues, including Jerusalem's boundaries. The decision does not preclude a two-state solution if the parties agree to that. The decision does nothing to harm peace efforts. Rather, the president's decision reflects the will of the American people and our right as a nation to choose the location of our embassy. There is no need to describe it further. Instead, there is a larger point to make. The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation. We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit. America will put our embassy in Jerusalem. That is what the American people want us to do, and it is the right thing to do. No vote in the United Nations will make any difference on that. But this vote will make a difference on how Americans look at the UN and on how we look at countries who disrespect us in the UN. And this vote will be remembered. Thank you.
Well, a new sheriff in town in the United Nations has just been served notice. They've just been served notice. See, this is, you know, I'm spending the hour on this. Got to spend hours and hours and hours and hours on this, but we have Patrick Wood coming up in the next hour, so we're going to put that on hold. But this is the biggest, in my opinion, one of the biggest Christmas presents we could have. We're standing up to the United Nations and telling them off, you know, which is exactly what we should be doing. Despots and dictators, that's basically what the United Nations have been. And they have come together with radicalized despots, dictators, wannabes in this country under the guise of communists and Nazis and things like that, and religionists who want to destroy the United States of America from within, the enemies within, as Trevor Loudon would have it said. They've joined forces and they came together under a declared plan by which some of the dictators and despots of this country, in the form of presidents, have combined to make up this plan and execute it. Now we can start working at the destruction of the plan. The destruction of the United Nations. The destruction of the sustainability people. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860.
That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Coming up next is Patrick Woods. And you know Patrick, or you maybe don't know Patrick, you should. Patrick Wood has been a guest at the Liberty Tour. He's also author of the book Technocracy Rising. He also co-authored the book called Trilaterals Over Washington back in the 70s and 80s. And, of course, the two versions of it. And I guess there's going to be a third. We're going to have to ask him about that. The other thing is that he's going to have a lot to say about current conditions, of course, and, of course, what has been going on with Donald Trump and giving back lands, the Bundys and all that stuff, because he's an expert on that. So he's going to be joining us here in the next hour. Okay, California is in a recession, as Chris Street has always said, that there is a recession coming, and we have it in California. And now a Zero Hedge report that's come out, we'll be talking about that a little bit later, that California is, yes, of course, in a recession. So we'll be covering that one. And that means just what we've been predicting here with the new California state movement. A huge recession is going to befall California. I hate it when this happens. I really do. It's terrible. But it is obvious that the recession will explode under current conditions in California, because here you have, on one hand, you have the economy set to absolutely explode in the other 49 states, but, of course, California with its restrictions, gun laws. And I mean, all the restrictions that are coming January 1st, especially with new taxes. I mean, gosh, we're paying like 69 cents, almost 70, I think, maybe. I've heard 79 to 69 cent per gallon tax increase over the last couple of months, and will be spiked again January 1st. A repressive tyranny is at hand in California. Anyway, stay with us. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.